Residents of Altrincham got a big surprise when they suddenly discovered that a hotel in the town was being repurposed to house 300 illegal migrants. As recently as 1 week before, the Cresta Hotel was advertising for business Christmas parties and had already arranged to host two weddings, which were both abruptly cancelled, as the venue welcomed 300 new arrivals, almost all of whom were young men from countries like Syria, Yemen, Iran, and Somalia. Residents were given no advance warning whatsoever, and they're furious.
300 guys from a country which we know did not value women.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's the hard... No, no, I'm sorry. Is there going to be a curfew? Or are they just at 7 o'clock at night, just going to be able to wander around? Is my daughter going to be safe when she goes into Altrincham and has a few drinks? No, is the answer.
The announcement was at complete odds with the new Labour government's manifesto promise, which was to completely end taxpayer-funded hotel accommodation for illegal migrants. The hotel is within yards of a primary school, 10 minutes walk from Loretto Girls' School, and 17 minutes walk from Altrincham Girls' and Bowden Girls' Primary. Yeah, great location, guys. You think you could have picked anywhere better?
I just find it frankly unbelievable. There's a lollipop man on the doorstep of, because that's how close the primary is. There are two all-girls schools within 10-minute walk. They have to go past an at-risk area.
But police assured locals that there would be no risk of increasing crime.
We can't lock people up who haven't committed any crimes. We cannot impose on them and restrict their movement if they haven't committed any crimes.
They literally committed a crime by illegally entering the country.
I can assure you we've had asylum seekers in Trafford for several years, and there has been no spiking crime.
Yeah, right. People filing out of a local church witnessed one of the migrants yell slut at a woman who was walking her dog. And here's the kicker. Authorities keep insisting there's no risk whatsoever. Yet staff members still working at the hotel have been told that their safety can't be guaranteed, leading one parent to complain that the safety of her kids attending the nearby school now hangs in the balance. So if they can't guarantee safety to the staff, how can they guarantee safety to the primary school directly opposite, or the two schools within a stone's throw from the Cresta? We don't know anything about these people. It would seem the majority are from Ethiopia, which hasn't had any kind of war since 2022. They came with no ID, no background checks, nothing. As a parent of a daughter that goes to one of the schools up the road, I have a right to know just how safe she is walking past that hotel every day. And while the illegals get free smartphones and free private healthcare, taxpayers themselves were recently told that a minor injuries unit at Altrincham Hospital was closing down permanently due to lack of staff. There's plenty of staff to attend to a bunch of dudes who just rocked up on a boat 5 minutes ago, but not enough to take care of the locals, some of whom will have lived in the town for their entire lives.
Are they really seriously on another planet?
There were concerns too about adding pressures on local GP services.
And they come in the country and get what I want. To see a doctor.
The usual suspects turned up to denounce anyone with concerns about their safety or the safety of their children as racist.
But refugees are welcome in Altrincham, according to banners outside the church.
When you're saying that refugee and asylum-seeking men should be vetted to make sure that they're not paedophiles, I think that's racist.
Vetting random men who show up illegally with no ID to check they're not nonces when they're being housed literally 10 minutes walk from an all-girls school. That's just racist.
I think that's racist.
If you value what I do and you want to help support me, please visit pauljosephwatson.locals.com and either pledge a one-time donation or subscribe to join my community, get early access videos, and message me directly. And exclusive live streams coming soon too. Promise. Check out the Locals link down in the description. And don't forget to take a look at the brand new website, modernity.news. That's where you'll find all my content, including exclusive articles. That's modernity.news.